Hi, and welcome along to another Life Force Patterning radio show with me, Ben Calder. And today we're here at the Centre for Integral Health in Shrewsbury with nutritionist Naomi Langford Archer. We're going to be talking to her today a little bit about arterial stiffness testing, mitochondrial therapy, and nutrition. So, hi, Naomi. Thanks for coming along.
Hi Ben, it's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And this is the first time you've ever done kind of like a radio type podcasty thing, is that right?
Yes, it's the first time I've ever done this, so a little bit nervous, not quite sure what to expect. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Brilliant. And don't worry, if you're listening back here at home, I'll make sure that Naomi's head doesn't explode at any point. It'll all be good. So let's just start out, Naomi. Tell us a little bit about your history in nutritional therapy. What got you into it? What's your passion behind it?
So I actually had some problems myself with anxiety and depression, and I looked to nutrition to help myself with that. So I did lots of testing and found out that I had quite a lot of imbalances within my body. So I worked through those to rebalance my body, and I did that mainly through nutrition and also lifestyle as well, and overcame my own issues. So from that, I decided to go into training and help others as well. So that's my story behind why I'm doing what I'm doing.
It's amazing that I think a lot of people don't realise that things like anxiety and a lot of psychological disorders can really be affected by the diet and what we're eating and how we're processing it. Was that a surprise for you when you realised that you could solve this problem that would seem obviously mental through doing something so physical?
Yeah, hugely surprising. You just don't realise when you're in that state, do you, how everything else is affecting you? You think it's all just in your mind. You don't realise how the rest of, you know, like you say, diet and lifestyle is interacting with your feelings. At the time, I was drinking a lot of alcohol to suppress my feelings, which just made everything worse, which spiralled, you know, the depression. I had lots of, you know, gut problems as well. I used to get lots of sugar cravings. I didn't have a great diet. Although I enjoyed healthy eating, it was all out of balance, really. So it was a complete shock to me, and getting all of that back on track was actually relatively simple, really, when you look at it from the, you know, an holistic approach. So, yeah.
And I see you've been posting a few blogs recently. I loved your sort of geek blog about gut biome and the importance of having kind of healthy bacteria as well.
Yeah, so I'm sort of specialising in gut health, actually. And one of the reasons behind that is because I got my gut tested and it was completely out of balance. So I had all sorts of bad bacteria in there, not very many good ones, and it all needed a bit of help, really. So, mental health is very linked to the gut. Our good bacteria produce lots of happy hormones and anti-anxiety hormones as well. So the gut can play a really big part in helping with mental health and also the rest of the body, of course, as well.
Yeah, so you can check out Naomi's blogs on her website, and we'll give you a link for that a little bit later on, and there'll be one in the description as well. Now, I know one of the things that you're really passionate about, and one of the, because you use a range of testing protocols within your therapy, and you can people can come to you and get tested for a range of issues around their gut. Is that right?
Yes, so a lot of the testing I do, I don't do it myself, but I can send samples off to be tested, and then I can analyse the results. However, I do have some other tests that I use as well, which I can do there and then on the person. And these include arterial stiffness test. So this reduces the risk of heart disease, and also mitochondrial therapy testing as well.
So tell me a little bit about the arterial stiffness testing. What is that?
So the arterial stiffness test came in really to reduce the risk of people's, the risk of getting a heart attack or a stroke. I think it's something like 1 in 3 suffer a heart attack or stroke, and usually that's without any symptoms at all. So no one actually realises they're going to actually have this, you know, this breakdown, really. So the arterial stiffness looks at any precursors that might be there, which then someone can reduce the symptoms and the risk of developing something severe, like a heart attack or a stroke.
And I understand as well that with the arterial stiffness, part of what you're doing is you're kind of looking at the biological age of the body and how that is represented in the physiological age that the person is at the time.
Yeah, so over time our arteries do stiffen, and also due to lifestyle and diet and stress as well. So by looking at the health of an artery, you can then estimate the age of a person as well. So if someone's arteries are particularly stiff, they're not that elastic, and they've got high blood pressure, that what the machine does is it calculates the actual biological age of that person compared to the chronological age. So healthier the arteries, the younger the person internally.
That sounds good, I like that. And what kind of stuff is causing this ageing for people? Why are they kind of having a premature response so that their biological age is outside of that of their physiological age?
Well, with arterial stiffness in mind, this increases over time. And one of the main reasons it increases, well, there's many reasons really, but the body produces something naturally called nitric oxide, which over time this actually decreases within the body. So we need to try and stimulate this nitric oxide, because what that does is it causes our arteries to dilate, not to constrict. So we need to be producing more of this. So there's ways you can increase that, and one of them is through exercise, which is obviously a natural way to increase it. And the other thing is through taking an L-arginine, which is an amino acid supplement, or increasing L-arginine foods in the diet. So there are two ways you can increase it.
So why would somebody come along and get tested? I mean, there's the obvious, I want to know that I'm young and beautiful, but why else would somebody come along for arterial stiffness testing with you?
Well, anybody really who wants to check out how their what their arteries are looking like on the inside. My mother, this is one of the reasons I got into this testing, she had a heart attack at the age of, early 50s, and she's slim-billed, exercises, low cholesterol, la-di-da, and it just came as a complete shock to her, and luckily she was in the hospital at the time being tested for something else, so she was fine, she was in good hands, but she had no indication at all that she was going to get this heart attack. So it's really to prevent other people from, you know, going down the same route as well. So anyone can benefit from having the test done, because nobody knows the health of their arteries without getting tested.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I recommend a lot, is that people are actually monitoring their bodies as they go along. Mm-hmm. You know, don't wait until it breaks. It's an analogy I use a lot with people is that, you know, if you had a really expensive car that you could never afford to replace, you would service it, you would get good parts, you would take care of it. And essentially you're suggesting a similar thing, aren't you? That by monitoring ourselves at an early stage, we've got pre-warning of any problems, waiting in, you know, rather than waiting for the inevitable breakdown.
Yeah, exactly. It's just keeping on top of everything, like you say. If you do fall ill, then you're likely to you would be happy to spend thousands of pounds on making yourself better. So, like you say, just keeping in check as you go, and you pay to get your car MOT'd every year in service, why not do the same to your body?
I totally agree with that. So tell me a little bit about how the test actually works, please.
So it's really, really simple and pain-free and non-invasive. So it basically feels like having your blood pressure taken. And what the test does and how it records the levels is that it measures changes in the blood volume caused by pulse waves. And by detecting the pulse wave pattern and calculating the volume of blood being delivered, the condition of your arteries and the amount of oxygen being delivered to your skin and vital organs can be ascertained. And then these results are analysed by the software on my computer.
Okay, so people pretty much get an instantaneous result. It's not something that they've got to wait for.
Absolutely. I take 3 or 4 readings because people can have white coat syndrome, you know, on the first few tests. So I make sure that I get a good accurate reading. And it takes about 20 minutes to do the test. And that's it. And then they get the results there and then. And they get a printout of a report of you know, their blood pressure, their BMI, their estimated biological age, their arterial stiffness, ways to improve all of those things, and also additional supplements and natural foods they can eat to increase their arterial health. Improve their arterial health, sorry.
That sounds good. So, and they can come and have that test here with you in Shrewsbury, and how much does that cost?
That costs £35, and yes, they can come and get it done here in Shrewsbury at the Integral Health Centre. So if they just want to get in touch with me, then that's fine.
And you'll find links for that in the description, and we'll give you those a little bit later on as well. Okay, so one of your other big passions, and something that I know you're really kind of hot to promote at the moment, because you're the first person in Shropshire to be offering this service. First person in the Midlands, even, maybe?
Maybe, yes, I think so.
Okay, so we've got a region-wide exclusive here at the Centre for Integral Health. And so Naomi's now started offering something called mitochondrial therapy. So tell us a little bit about that, because as much as I work with mitochondrial kind of processes in the epigenetics work I've done before, I've not come across this as a direct therapy.
Okay, so firstly, it probably helps if I explain why I got into this in the first place. So I see a lot of people with gut problems. Being called gut nutrition, I attract a lot of people with those issues. And I have found with some people that they can be in a very particularly stressed state. So if the body's in a stressed state, it's not very easy for the body to repair itself. So I was looking at other ways of helping support those particular clients. And I came across mitochondrial therapy. So what mitochondrial therapy does, basically, is that it looks at the regulatory systems within the body. So it looks at the balance between something called the autonomic nervous system, which is the system within the body that is out of our conscious control. So it controls everything that we don't know about. And there's two sides to it. There's your fight or flight, or your stress response side, which is called the sympathetic side. And then the rest and repair side, which is called the parasympathetic side. And ideally, we want to bounce between the two. However, if somebody's in a particularly stressed state, and they may not even know they're in a stressed state, because it might be internal stresses going on within their body that they're out of their conscious control or conscious mind, a person can then prevail more in the sympathetic state rather than the rest and repair state. So for that particular person, they're going to really struggle to repair their body.
Okay, so as a basic introduction, so tell me about what the benefits are of taking some of the mitochondrial therapy.
So the benefits of it are improved sleep, because you help the body to tap into the parasympathetic state more, so you're more easily able to relax and rest. Also helps with digestive problems. Some people may have heard that IBS is very linked to stress and anxiety. It can also help with sports performance, because it increases basically the mitochondrial production to produce energy. So you have more energy to perform better in your sports. And it also helps with weight loss as well, as well as many other things. But if the body doesn't have enough fuel/energy, then it can't actually burn fat efficiently. So lots of people out there as well who are in a stress state without them even knowing it, haven't got the right fuel for the body, are just really, really, really struggle to lose weight, and they're doing everything they can. You know, they're going to the gym 5 times a week, they're eating healthily, hardly anything, and they're just unable to lose weight. So it helps those people as well to lose weight successfully.
So tell us about how the test is performed as well.
So firstly, it's just a 5-minute heart rate variability test. So what that is basically you get some clips on your wrists and your ankles, and then electrical impulses are sent around the body, and it measures your heart rate variability. And from that, the software that I use can interpret what's going on within the body and how much energy the body is producing, how adaptive it is, what state it's in, whether it's in the parasympathetic, sympathetic or balanced, and a few more markers as well.
So tell us a little bit about what those readings show as well. What's the importance of knowing this from that heart rate variability?
So what the heart rate variability test does is it shows me whether the person is producing optimal total power, we call it. So we want total power to be in the range of like 1,000 minimum to 2,000 and above. But quite often people are lower than that. And if people have low energy, sometimes the heart rate is increased as well, because the body's trying to pump more around the body to get more oxygen to those vital organs. And it's also looking at the balance of the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. So then I know what I've got to do to rebalance those regulatory systems within the body.
And does this have a relationship into kind of immune and hormonal systems within the body as well?
Absolutely, it does. It looks at the immune system and hormonal and energy, and they're all shown by one particular marker.
So a lot of people might not have heard of mitochondria before, and so, you know, mitochondrial therapy in itself might seem a little bit of a mystery. Tell us a little bit about what mitochondria are.
Okay, so the mitochondria are the energy-producing factories within your cells. So all cells, pretty much, in the body have mitochondria, and levels of the mitochondria actually start to decline from the age of 26. So that's what they do. They produce energy within the body. That is their primary goal.
And statistics I've read suggest that there's anywhere between about 2,000 and 5,000 mitochondria per cell in the body, depending on what they do.
Yes, there are a lot of mitochondria in every cell. And these, like I said, can become reduced through aging, but also through antibiotics as well, because the mitochondria are actually a bacteria, and they have their own DNA separate from every other cell in the body. So if anyone's been on any antibacteria protocols, then they may feel that they lack in energy. And quite often, regular use of antibiotics can lead to chronic fatigue as well. So it's great for chronic fatigue patients too.
So once people have had their readings done, what's then the process of therapeutic intervention that follows that?
Okay, so the therapeutic intervention relies on supplements only, and these supplements have been designed by Russian scientists who were working with NASA, and this is where the therapy came about. The therapy came about to reduce the aging process of astronauts in space, as the body ages a lot faster in space. So these are the supplements that were used for NASA astronauts, basically. And there's three different supplements that someone may be advised to take. And what they do is they work on repairing the body from a cellular level so that all of those protein structures are repaired, all the mitochondria are repaired, all the cell receptors are repaired, so everything can then function optimally within the body and can reduce the stress load and the free radical load, which is burdening the body.
So here you go, you've heard it first. Here, that in Shrewsbury, you can come and get as fit and healthy as an astronaut. So, I mean, there's nothing better than that, surely. And how long does this process kind of take as well?
So the healing process on the supplements can take anywhere between 12 and 20 weeks. So what I recommend is that once somebody's tested and they're on the supplement plan, they stay on that for 2 months and they get retested, and then we can see where they are. And if they're in a normal, balanced zone, then they can come off the supplements. And that may take anywhere between 12 and 20 weeks.
And how much does it cost to come and have the consultation done with you?
The consultation with the test included is £60.
And then on top of that, people then just need to buy the supplementation to cover them for the time period necessary.
They do. And the supplements on top are £60 per pot, and each pot contains 120 capsules, so there are quite a lot of capsules in there.
I mean, I for one know that one of the things about nutritional supplementation is it's really important to take good quality stuff. So, you know, if there's any of you out there that are kind of thinking, oh, that sounds a little bit expensive, actually I think it's way more expensive not to have a healthier life. So you'll find that the investment that you put into this, when you come out firing on all rockets and getting ready to join NASA and go into space, you'll feel a lot better than that. Okay, so Naomi, if people want to find out more about this and they want to contact you and book in, what's your email and your web address, please?
So my web address is www.gut, as in the digestive tract, gutnutrition.co.uk. That's gutnutrition.co.uk. And my email is Naomi, N-A-O-M-I, at gutnutrition.co.uk.
Brilliant, thank you. And we'll have links to both of those in the description for this show, so you can go and check that. And I really hope you do, because having talked to Naomi today, one of the things I'm going to be doing after this interview is talking about getting myself tested, because I'm curious as hell for that now. So Naomi, thank you so much for coming in and spending the time with us today here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Ben.
And thank you to all of you who have listened in, and stay tuned. There will be more shows coming up in the near future. Thanks very much.